I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. We are living in the times that try men's souls. And today, we're going to do a follow-up on the arraignment of Terry Tressel. Remember the guy who was arrested in the courtroom for failure to appear when he was standing right in the courtroom. And so I'd mentioned that I was going to the arraignment yesterday, and it was a very interesting experience, to say the very least. And so what I want to do today is tell you what happened, because I don't think that you're going to believe it either. I mean, if I hadn't been there, I would think that I was exaggerating, but I want to show you what the power to control does to people. The power to control is the power to be arbitrary. The power to control unlimited is the power to be arbitrary in your exertion of that power so that you can do anything that you want. And you can exert any level of control you want. And so we're in the courtroom. And I find out that Terry's case is not being heard till 11. And I decide that I wanted to go outside and have some coffee. I walked out the door, and the bailiff said, "If you leave, you can't come back in the courtroom." Now, I had to come through, you know, the whole give me the wand on my body thing and make sure I don't have anything dangerous, you know, to attack someone in my body, to come into the courtroom. So now I'm being told I can't leave and come back. I mean, there's security. What didn't I bring in the first time that I'm going to bring in the second time? It's not about security or safety. It's about control. It's about exerting power. I talked to an attorney friend who does court in that courtroom quite often, and she said they never, ever do security like that. That this is something that the judge from Tallahassee made happen. The judge from Tallahassee that's coming in for Terry Tressel's case established the rule that if you leave, you can't come back in. Interestingly enough, even the Supreme Court says that arraignments are open hearings and cannot be closed without a special order from a judge of superior status. Not just the judge of the courtroom, but a judge of superior status. A judge of the superior court can only order that an arraignment be closed. And so I'm immediately reminded in this courtroom that the power to control ultimately is the power to be arbitrary. And the power to be arbitrary is the very definition of tyranny. Now, the next part of this experience with Terry Tressel's arraignment is going to lead us into the training session that we are going to have today on the Fifth and Sixth Amendments. The judge is asking Terry at his arraignment, does he intend to secure an attorney, or does he intend to represent himself? Now, Terry says I have no intentions of representing myself. I thought that I was going to have an attorney today, but you understand this man has been in jail now for 21 days. 21 days for failing to appear in a courtroom that he was standing in and saying, no, I'm here, I'm presenting myself. And the judge arrested him anyway. And so the difficulty is finding an attorney when you're sitting in jail. Now, family members can do a lot of things for you, but they can't sit down and talk to the attorney about what's really going on. Now, Terry Tressel cannot get a local attorney. He cannot. He has already made enemies of the local prosecutor. He has made enemies of the prosecutor who's coming into this. Not because he's done anything wrong, but because he has pointed out corruption. And so if he wants to have adequate representation, he's going to have to leave the circuit and find an attorney outside the circuit who is not ultimately controlled in his livelihood by the people in this circuit. Hey, I know this. I stood up against the state attorney when I worked for the state attorney. I stood up for my rights. I stood up for liberty and found out that if I wanted to work ever again, I had to leave my community to practice law. I had to drive an hour and a half one way just to find someone who would hire me. Because the funny thing is, when you stand up against a powerful person in your community, people may be with you, but they're not really with you. They're not willing to stick their necks out. It's absolutely insane. I had judges and attorneys. Did you catch that? Judges contacting my lawyer who was representing me against the state attorney and saying, look, I want you and Chris Ann to know that we're supporting you. Just don't tell anybody we called. Really? Gee, thanks. Thanks so very much for your display of what? Support? We got your back, just don't let anybody know we're here? What kind of garbage is that? And now Terry Tressel has to leave the circuit, which is seven counties, to find an attorney to adequately represent him, and he's not going to be able to do that while he's in jail. Well, then the judge says something extremely shocking to me. He says, well, I'm willing to give you, and this is a quote, I wrote it down, I'm willing to give you a limited constitutional right to represent yourself. He is going to give Terry a limited constitutional right to represent himself. He is going to give a limited constitutional right. What has happened to our judicial system? They have become kings. He has no power to grant constitutional rights. And this is where we go wrong calling them constitutional rights to begin with. They are not constitutional rights. The Constitution has granted you nothing. They are inalienable rights. They are natural rights. And you have the natural right to defend yourself in any way that is appropriate and fitting. And the judge can't give him a limited constitutional right to defend himself. He has an unlimited natural right to defend himself. Now, if the court is to determine that he is mentally incapable, right? So you certainly would, society certainly would not want a person who is mentally incapacitated to attempt to defend himself in a court of law. That would not be justice. It would not. But there is nothing wrong with Terry's mental capacity. There is nothing wrong with his cognitive ability. And we have got to get back on the right course to make sure that we understand these rights are ours. Because we have people in courtrooms exerting arbitrary, tyrannical power with people in uniform and badges who are willing to enforce the order of the judge as if it is law. And that ought not be so. That simply ought not be so. The deputies should have said to me, the judge says, nobody can come back and go leave and come back in. I said, I'm just going to get a drink of coffee. And they should have said, well, just go and come back quickly and quietly. You'll have to go back through security. But no. These deputies took the judge's words as law and were willing to enforce. I wonder, you know, what would have happened if I'd have left and tried to come back in. And then it pointed out that the Supreme Court says arraignments are open and they can't prevent me from coming back in. I should have tested that, but I was much more interested in seeing what was going to go on in the courtroom than testing this scenario. Picking my battles, I suppose. But it would have been very interesting to see what would have happened. And so now we're in the arraignment process, and the judge has told Terry that he's going to give him a limited constitutional right to defend himself. Oh my goodness, I just can't simply get over that. Because you see, Samuel Adams said, it's a natural right to have the ability to defend yourself. We have natural rights, he says, first life, secondly liberty, third property, together with the right to protect and defend them in the best means possible. And in the courtroom, that's due process. And in the courtroom, you have a natural right to defend yourself, not a constitutional right. So Terry stands up and says, I have been currently incarcerated for FD for failure to appear. Why? On a no bond. Can't we please start a bond so I can start working on my defense? We'll hear the judge's response when we come back.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Today on the Chris Ann Hall Show, you can find me at chrisannhall.com. chrisannehall.com. And today on the show, we're talking about the arraignment of Terry Trussell in Dixie County, Florida, with a Tallahassee judge who's not the circuit judge here in Dixie County. He is a judge that has been placed there by the governor. And Judge Hankinson has already closed down the courtroom unconstitutionally and has told Terry that he's going to grant him a limited constitutional right to defend himself. And now Terry is standing before the judge who has been incarcerated for failure to appear in a courtroom that he was appearing in. Really, you just can't wrap your brain around this. It's very, very bizarre. And he says, I've been incarcerated for 21 days. I need a bond. I need you to set a bond so I can start working on my defense. And the judge says, well, a bond hearing situation is an awkward situation because you have no attorney. And it's not appropriate to hear from you. It's not appropriate to hear from the man who's being incarcerated about his need to have a bond. That is absolutely asinine. as a prosecutor who worked in the criminal justice system for over a decade, we heard from people who were incarcerated all the time without attorneys. I have no idea where this judge has been practicing law. But you see, Terry has a right to be heard. We've heard from people in the courtroom when I was practicing law who were clearly not containing the mental acuity to defend themselves. Clearly, something not right upstairs. And we still gave them the right to speak. We still heard what they had to say. Why is it that Terry is being denied the very right to be heard? Well, the judge makes his little tyrannical statement and then allows Terry to be heard. Well, this is an awkward situation. I just don't know what to do. Seriously, it's an awkward situation for someone to exercise their rights in the courtroom. An awkward situation for someone to exercise their rights in the courtroom. What does that tell you about that judge? He feels awkward when people are exercising their rights in his presence. If exercising of rights makes you feel awkward, then you're a tyrant or a slave. I suppose he just classified himself. Terry says, I have substantial standing in the community. I have no threat to flee. I'm not going to flee. I have assets in this town. And I cannot prepare my defense. He says, I have good standing. I'm not going anywhere. And then, after making that case, I mean, that is a bond hearing. When you look at the statute in the state of Florida on the grounds to detain someone without a bond, those are the very elements. Are they a flight risk? Are they a danger to the community? Terry has committed no violent crime. He has accused government officials of corruption, and he appeared in a courtroom for his hearing and was arrested for failure to appear even though he was standing in the courtroom. He has committed no violent crime. He is no threat to the community. But perhaps those in government that he has pointed out, their corruption, feel he's a threat. See, that's the key. Everybody in this courtroom who operates on the legal side, the prosecutor, the judge, knows that in order to keep him on a no bond, they have to either prove he will flee or they have to prove that he's a danger to this community. And those are the very substances to holding someone on no bond. And I want to talk to you when you come back about Willie Meggs, the corrupt, despicable prosecutor, the state attorney in our state capitol, and what he thinks the grounds for no bond should be. Some people wouldn't like that I was different. It never really mattered how hard it would be, 'cause she filled me with love and the strength to leave. She said, let it burn, let it burn. I'm gonna burn something down if you get in my way.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Show. And we are here talking about this very, very bizarre case of Terry Trussell, the man who was arrested for failure to appear while he was standing in the courtroom. And we have talked about the judge and his bizarre granting of limited constitutional rights and his being uncomfortable with Mr. Trussell exercising his right to be heard in the courtroom. But here's what we need to see. We have a new player on the scene in the courtroom. His name is Willie Meigs. Willie Meigs is the state attorney for the Second Judicial Circuit. And if you've been listening to me for some time, you know Willie Meigs is the corrupt Florida state attorney who tried to engage in vindictive prosecution and take down constitutional sheriff Nicholas Finch in Liberty County, Florida. Nicholas Finch is the sheriff who stood up for Second Amendment rights, said we will not enforce unconstitutional Second Amendment laws in my county. It will not happen. And then our conservative Republican governor, Rick Scott, you see the sarcasm there, had Nicholas Finch arrested and suspended as sheriff from without pay indefinitely, a power which the governor doesn't have the authority to do, as Nicholas Finch is a constitutionally established direct representative of the people. Willie Meigs totally made up a crime. And the trial for Nicholas Finch was so ridiculous that the judge had to admonish the gallery several times to stop laughing at the prosecutor's arguments. Now, the jury found Nicholas Finch not guilty. Governor Rick Scott had to eat crow and immediately reinstate Nicholas Finch with back pay. And the state will have to pay Nicholas Finch's attorney fees. But now we have Willie Meigs at it again. And apparently, when you need a dirty, unconstitutional deed to be done in the state of Florida, you can call on Willie Meigs. I'll just sort of preface this with my opinion of Willie Meigs. Willie Meigs is a blight on society and an insult to justice and due process. He is nothing more than a prostitute for power and should be repulsive to a civilized people. He is completely pusillanimous. Go look it up. And because of his obvious ignorance of the Constitution and the inalienable rights of the people, he should be classified as an enemy to the Constitution and the liberty of the people. And you can quote me on that. He is a disgrace. And when we left that courtroom, I looked him dead in the eye and I said, I am ashamed to call myself an attorney when you're standing in this courtroom. Because he is a piece of trash. And I have no nice words to say about him. And I have a lot more things that I could say, but I won't, because he's not worth the time. So Terry Trussell has stood up and said, look, Judge, I need to get out of this jail so I can prepare for my defense. I have good standing in this community. I have had good standing in this community for decades. I have assets in this community. I am not going anywhere. We already know that he is not a danger to the community because he's not even being charged with a violent crime. Willie Meigs argues against Terry Trussell having a bond at all. He says, in light of his failure to appear, at which point the courtroom erupts in laughter. Because everybody knows Terry Trussell did not fail to appear. He was arrested in the courtroom on the day he was supposed to be in the courtroom, at the time he was supposed to be in the courtroom. But Meg says, in light of his failure to appear and his disrespect for the law, we should deny him bond. Isn't that very interesting? Because of his disrespect for the law. As if respecting the law is the ultimate sign of justice. Bastiat said that in order to have people respect the law must be respectable. How do you respect a law that is not respectable, he said. Bastiat said, when you have laws that are not respectable, then you leave a person in a very trying situation, because an unrespectable law is contrary to your morality, and then you are stuck with testing your morality opposed to your respect for the law. Should you trade your morality and respect a law that is to not be respected? And that's what happens then. Bastiat says, then you have some people who will choose to respect the law even when it's not respectable, and they will hinge the very definition of justice on law. And what you will allow then is men to become tyrannical and law to be the rulers of men. And that's who Willie Meggs is. Willie Meggs is a henchman for tyrannical government. And Willie Meggs says, because of his failure to appear in his disrespect for the law, we should deny him any bond at all. We should keep this man who, I think he's like 70 years old. He's a distinguished citizen in the community. He is a Vietnam veteran. We should deny him his liberty and keep him in jail indefinitely with no bond for his disrespect for the law. Problem is, I don't see that anywhere in the bond statute hearing. I don't see that anywhere in the bond statutes, bond hearing statute. So apparently now Willie Meggs is not even, he's not concerned about the Constitution, obviously, but now he's not even concerned about Florida law. And then he says, if, Judge, you intend to give him a bond, I think that you should double his bond and place him on house arrest with electronic monitoring. Gonna make him wear an ankle bracelet. The clerk says, we don't have ankle bracelets in this county. We don't do that. They don't even do ankle bracelets for murderer, for people who are accused of murder or aggravated assault in this county. But Willie Meggs says, we don't have electronic monitoring in this county, but we can ship it in. We can have an outside county do it. And at this point, I think the judge realizes just how ridiculous this whole situation has become. And he says, no, we're not doing electronic monitoring. Terry Trussell says, Judge, I just have to respond. When I've never been in a courtroom before. I've never been in trouble with the law before. He says, I did not understand the procedure. He said, I made every attempt to be known in this courtroom. I was not given a fair opportunity to be heard. I am not going to ignore this court. I will stand to defend myself. And the judge says the most bizarre thing in response to that. And I took notes. He says, it's true someone was in the courtroom. He says, it's true that someone was standing in the courtroom, but I didn't know who you were. I couldn't know who you were. And so he had him arrested for failure to appear. Someone standing in the courtroom, I couldn't know who you were, so I didn't know you were Terry Trussell, who was appearing in the courtroom. So then I ordered the bailiff to arrest you for failure to appear. I suppose you have to go to law school to get that stupid. You know, it is very difficult to even articulate that statement in a way that it doesn't sound utterly ridiculous, but I have it right here in writing. There was someone standing in the courtroom, he said, but I couldn't know that was you. So I had you arrested for failing to appear. I guess it is the habit of this judge to arrest unknown, unidentified people for failure to appear. I don't understand. I don't understand. And then we go into this big, long speech. The judge says, without an attorney, Mr. Trussell, you're going to have a one-sided trial. Because without an attorney, you can't be heard. And I wrote on my notes, what in the world Sixth Amendment, question mark? Are you really kidding me? If you don't have an attorney, this will be a one-sided trial because you can't be heard? Let's just read this. The Fifth Amendment says that you shall not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And the Sixth Amendment affirms that in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district where the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, and to have compulsory process for obtaining the witnesses in his favor, and to have the right of assistance of counsel for his defense. Terry has the right to defend himself, and he has the right to have assistance of counsel for his defense. So what if he is unable to find an attorney? What happens if he has every attorney he approaches realizes that the government in this case has become so tyrannical and too corrupt that he finds no attorney with the moral fortitude to defend him? This judge says, well, then the only case we'll hear is the state. And it'll be a one-sided trial. No, Judge, that's not how it works. That's not what the Sixth Amendment guarantees. And we need some people who understand the Constitution, or this man's going to suffer.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Chris Ann Hall here, chrisannhall.com. Learn more about Terry Trussell by going to my website or my Facebook page. You can reach both of them. From chrisannhall.com, and I'm just, I don't know how to better explain this to you than utter arbitrary and tyrannical rule. Right here, in 2014, right before our eyes. Willie Meggs wants to require electronic monitoring and no bond. Let's just assume that Terry Trussell has done everything that they say he's done. Let's just assume that Terry Trussell failed to appear, which we can't assume that because he was in the courtroom. The judge even admitted on the record that they saw him standing in the courtroom. But let's just put that aside and assume that Terry Trussell failed to appear. And now that means he has to have no bond and no freedom. And that he can have a trial without an attorney. Because the court seems to deem so? Do you know how ridiculous this is? I can't even explain it in my own words. John Adams makes a presentation in 1765 about the Stamp Act and about the judges who are enforcing arbitrary law. We have arbitrary judges who are not bound by the will of the people, but bound by the king and the court. And he says, when such outrageous penalties are assessed, and these people are to be tried by a judge who is not worried about the liberties of the people. He says, what can be wanting after this but a weak or wicked man for a judge to render us the most sordid and forlorn of slaves? We mean the slaves of a slave of the servant of minister of a minister of the states. That judge has become a slave of the minister of the state, and we have become slaves of a slave. when the judge can tell you, you have no Sixth Amendment right. When the judge can tell you, you don't get a court date. You don't get an attorney if you can't buy one. You see, we live in a system where government writes the laws. Government pays law enforcement to enforce the laws. Government pays the prosecutor to prosecute you in the laws, and government pays the judge sitting on the bench. How do we have any idea that we are going to have any hope of a fair trial in a system where the government writes the laws, enforces the laws, prosecutes the laws, and sits in judgment of the laws? You don't. That's why you have the right to an attorney and the right to a trial by jury of your peers. You have no hope of a fair trial if your only judge, your only determination of your guilt is a judge sitting on the bench. John Adams said, you become a slave of a slave when that happens. And that's why we have the Sixth Amendment. When the government becomes so corrupt that you cannot find anyone who is willing to serve, to represent you because they're afraid of the government. It's not a matter of whether you can afford one or not. We didn't care about that back then. The purpose of the Sixth Amendment was when the government becomes so tyrannical and you cannot find someone who is willing to represent you because they are afraid of the government, you have an inalienable right to representation. That's why we have the Sixth Amendment. And the court can't deny him that. But apparently this judge doesn't understand. And even if Terry did everything that he said he did, then guess what? How can denying this man his liberty be justice? Only in the minds of tyrants and slaves. It's time for us to get educated. It's time for us to educate others. It's time for us to exercise our rights and make some more tyrants uncomfortable. Because if not, we've lost. We might as well just go home. Because it's done. Stick a fork in it. We came to life.